With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump says there's much to be thankful for on this national holiday. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
I want to wish all Americans a very, very happy Thanksgiving. It's a great time of the year.
The president is also grateful for the men and women wearing our nation's uniform.
We draw strength from the love of family and friends, and we express our undying gratitude for the men and the women of the United States Armed Forces. We love them.
He made his comments ahead of the Thanksgiving holiday at a White House event where he pardoned two turkeys. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Last weekend, Hezbollah's top military commander was killed in an Israeli airstrike in Lebanon. Former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Dr. Michael Oren, says America has supported Israel's efforts to disband the terrorist group.
The Trump administration has been solidly behind us on this. We've had some friction points around Gaza recently. Meetings between the president and Mamdani didn't go over particularly well in Jerusalem, but this was very, very important. This is strategic. This is substantive.
Dr. Oren says Israel is working very hard to dismantle the grip of Hezbollah inside Lebanon.
Lebanon will condemn us every day. The Lebanese government knows that in many ways we are doing their work for them. We're helping to disband Hezbollah. We're helping to disarm them. They cannot say that publicly. But behind the scenes, I'm sure that's what they're thinking. And I think that's what the Trump administration is thinking.
Major operation in Brazil. Authorities hope to dismantle a tax evasion and money laundering scheme in the fuel sector. Police have executed 126 search and seizure warrants in five states. Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney and the Premier of Canada's oil-rich province of Alberta have agreed to work toward building a pipeline to the Pacific coast to diversify the country's oil exports. This is SRN News. An NFL star promotes Samaritan's Purse.
The league has a program called My Cause, My Cleats, which allows players to wear shoes that advertise the charity of their choice. Brock Purdy, the starting quarterback for the San Francisco 49ers, wore cleats promoting Samaritan's Purse during last weekend's game against the Panthers.
Franklin Graham, who heads the giant Christian relief agency, posted on Facebook, "We are grateful that Brock chose to highlight our work." A Justice Department complaint against a federal judge who ruled in a transgender case has now been dismissed. The Trump administration accused Judge Anna Reyes of hostile conduct during a hearing for the lawsuit challenging the president's ban on transgender troops serving in the U.S. military. Reyes was accused of inappropriately questioning a government attorney. This is SRN News. As the technology of artificial intelligence becomes more and more commonplace, we learn more about the risks and rewards.
We must grapple with AI, says Colonel McGinnis.
It's something incredibly important, and you can't ignore it.
Some 60% of Americans overall, 74% of those under 30, use AI to find information at least some of the time, according to a recent AP-NORC poll.
It's impacting every aspect of our lives today, and there are very serious and legal accountability issues related to it other than national security.
Colonel McGinnis has written AI for Mankind's Future, a Christian perspective on the high-tech revolution. George Williams reporting.
Old Man Winter making quite an entrance in the Great Lakes region. 15 inches of snow in Marquette, Michigan. One site in Wisconsin, 33 inches. More details, srnnews.com.